Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everyone. It is Joan Matthews coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio, and it is April 4th, 2021, and moving on. The Lord is coming soon. We are in the last days. We are seeing prophecies unfold in our day to day, and whatever little we can do to help to open the eyes of others and encourage each other in the Word, whatever we can do in the Lord, we have to just do it. I just remember, you know, a dream that I had, and it's a long dream, so I'm not going to go into it. But to make the long story short, for the conclusion of the dream, you know, I was just asking the dream. It was a dream where I was actually just walking up this dry, dusty road, and I was so tired. And I think that dream actually fulfilled last year when I went through all of that surgery. But, you know, I was just walking up this dry, dusty road, and I felt like there was a hand around my waist, and it was pressing me down, and I was so tired. I could hardly move my leg to walk up the hill. I was just walking and just going. It was so tiring, and the hand was just around my waist, just pressing me down. And I looked down, and I saw the fingers wrapped around my waist, and the nails were long and black. And I was literally, like, drained. And I got to the top of the hill, and there was a whole bunch of people there waiting for me. And when I got there, the person or the being who was pressing me down, who was with their hand around my waist pressing me down, he was going to speak at an event, and I wanted to go see who the person was. I only saw the hand. I didn't see the face. And I wanted to go see who the person was. But I never really got to see the person. Some people stopped me. There was a huge stone. I sat on the stone, and the one woman asked me, she said, "Would you come with us to go speak to the prisoners?" And I said, "Well, I'm not sure." Said, "Would you come with us on Saturday? We know Saturday is the Sabbath day. Would you come with us to go speak to the prisoners?" And I wasn't 100% sure yet. And then I'm like, "Oh, I'll see." Because my children, and I had that dream a long time ago, but I remember every piece of that dream. And I remember the children were still young, and I said, "I'm not sure. I have to see, you know, about the children first." But in my heart of hearts, I knew that I would go speak to the prisoners. And we know that the Word of God tells us about the enemy, you know, have imprisoned his people. Imprisoned mean that people are lost, literally. And people are imprisoned by the cares and the rulers and the ways of this world. They're imprisoned by their sins. I was asked, so I said, "Okay, yes, I'll go speak to the prisoners." And then I was told that, you know, if you don't come with us to go speak to the prisoners, then we wouldn't have the church van to take us, because the people who were given the church van to go speak to the prisoners, they weren't going, they weren't doing the work, so they don't have the use of the church van. So if you come with us, then we'll have the use of the church van. And I said, "Okay, I'll come." And then I woke up and I fell asleep. I woke up from the dream, and then I fell asleep again. And I started, the dream continued, and in my dream, I was walking up a road, and I had a phone, and the phone rang, and it was the woman on the phone who asked me previously if I would come speak to the prisoners on Saturday. And she said her name was Teresa. And I said, yes, I'll come speak to the prisoners on Saturday. And I just woke up and I fell asleep again. And I started dreaming the same dream again three times about the same woman. And this time, the third time, I met up with the woman. The first time I'm meeting Teresa and another gentleman. There was three of us. And we were getting ready to go speak to the prisoners. And I woke up and I actually look up what the name Teresa is, and I don't remember now, but it means move of God. The word Teresa means move of God, and the van means the Holy Spirit, the move of the Holy Spirit. So if I go speak with them to speak with the prisoners, the Holy Spirit will move us and go with us. And so, and the tiredness, with the hand around my waist, I believe it's what I just went through. So tired. This journey is a tiring journey. And the reason why I give this dream is because we all need to go speak to the prisoners. We all need to do our part in this perilous journey that we are on this valley of the shadow of death that we are on. And so we know that we're not alone. The Lord is with us. He will go with us anywhere, as long as we do according to his will and allow him to move us, allow his Holy Spirit to move us. So let me just continue here. I wish I can speak for an hour because I do have the ability to do that, but my voice will not allow me to speak for a whole hour right now. And I pray that hopefully soon I will be able to continue as I used to. But let me just continue from yesterday. So we are living in these days where, oh God, it's such a confusing time for everyone, and many do not know which way to turn, which way to go, but. Folks, it's not a science. It's not hard to know that we must turn to Yahushua. Turn to him. He's the only one that can help us. He's the only one that can keep us safe. No one else, nothing else. Satan and his wicked children has been for all ages trying to break the genome. The code, the genome code, and but they're unable to. They have been trying since in the days of the Tower of Babel, and they are unable to do that. They have manipulated, decoded, mutated, modified, and we don't even know what else. The DNA, of plants and animals, trying to break the genetic code of most life forms. And that God is a complex God, and he's not going to make it easier for the enemy. They're going to try, and they're going to cause some trouble, but they're not going to accomplish what they set out to do. They have even modified plants, the food that we eat. Animals, listen, most of the fruits that we eat today have no seed. And when our Heavenly Father created the plants and the fruits and vegetables back in the day, he said he created, he put the seed in the plants after its own kind so that they can replicate. And so, folks, sorry, this happens in house, so that they can replicate. So it doesn't, It doesn't take science, you know, to see on our part, to see that what the enemy is doing. He's as a roaring lion seeking whom he may destroy. So, where was I? The house is busy. Yes, almost every fruit that we eat doesn't have seeds, folks. It's literally like the plants and the fruits that we eat are seedless. Monsanto has successfully removed the seed from most watermelons, most grapes, oranges, tangerines, lemon, and some other vegetables that used to grow seeds so that they can replicate. The seeds have been removed. This is man trying to play God. This is Lucifer trying to play God through man, just like the Holy Spirit, our Heavenly Father, use man, use the our body is the temple of the living God, just like our Heavenly Father, you know, to the Holy Spirit, use us, the Holy Spirit come in us and do the work in us and through us for the glory of God. Sin, the spirit of Lucifer is are in man today doing the work, the destructive work, so Lucifer can get the glory and the honor and the praise. Isaiah chapter 14. So, I try when I go to the grocery store, I try not to buy any kind of food without seed. All my fruits and vegetables must have seed. Because that's the original. Why you think there are so many diseases and sicknesses and viruses and bacteria and what's not? Because of man's doing, the enemy does this. You know, read the parable of the wheat and the tares. So, the enemy can look, he can search. He's not going to find. He's not going to find what he's looking for. Because the information that the enemy is looking for, and he's using mankind, he's using science. He's using science, folks. He's using medicine. He's using vaccines. He's using anything that he can think of that man thing is good for them. The populace think that all these so-called breakthrough by scientists, that, oh, they're trying to help us. They're trying to help keep us alive. No one can keep us alive. The Bible says that life and death is in the hands of God. So our only hope is in Yeshua. It's appointed unto man wants to die. They can try to keep themselves alive for as long as the Lord God allow them to, so that they can see how futile their efforts are. Our DNA is linked to the missing piece of information the enemy is looking for. And that piece of information is the activating life force, the energy force, that can only be found in and with Almighty God, which is His Word. And the Word is Yahushua HaMashiach. The Word was made God. The Word was God, and the Word was made flesh, and that fleshly existence was Yahushua, the Son of the Living God, in us. In us. Yahushua spoke in John chapter 14. that he desires for us to be in him and him in us, just like he is in the Father and the Father in him. That's what the enemy is looking for, the God particle. The God particle is the creative word of God. Yahushua is the creative word. Yahushua is the creative word of God. So the God particle, that's what Lucifer is looking for. He's looking for that creative word so that he can create. He can use other things that were other created things to create things. But he cannot create anything from scratch. Yeshua is the word in us. Yeshua is that creative word, the God particle that is linked to our DNA in each and every single one of us. And Lucifer wants our DNA. He wants to use our DNA to get back into heaven, folks. Lucifer wants to use our DNA to get back into heaven. And if Lucifer cannot find the God particle in us, and he won't, then he will seek to totally destroy us through our DNA, through vaccines, and through whatever other means he can. Satan knows that his time is short. He has literally run out of time. He is raging mad with fury and venom, seeking all whom he may destroy and kill. They have been looking for a God particle from the days of the Tower of Babel, like I said before. Ripping every strand of DNA of man's DNA, of the plant and animal, perverting and twisting everything that the Most High God made. But let me tell you something, the secret of God's creative power, the God particle is the secret of God's creative power, the word that was made flesh inside of us. Lucifer wants to get back into heaven. And this is how he's going to get back into heaven. This is how he thinks he can get back into heaven. He thinks he's going to get back into heaven. He's going to become flesh. A flesh man. Like God himself became flesh. The Most High God became flesh. Yahushua was God in the flesh. Isaiah chapter 14. The Lord had broken the staff of the wicked and the scepter of the rulers. Trust me, all you rulers of the world, you wicked rulers that are being used by your father, the devil, your end is here. Your end is here. You better repent. Chapter 6 of Isaiah chapter 14, he who smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke, he that ruleth the nations in anger, is persecuted and none hindered. See, Satan, Lucifer, is using man, these rulers of the world, these elite, to rule the nations in, because he's angry. He's angry at us. He's angry at those of us who belong to God. He's angry. Even those people who doesn't really belong to the Lord, they already sold their soul to Lucifer. Lucifer hates them. He's just deceiving them into believe that they are going to have a part in his kingdom. And the only kingdom that he has is the lake of fire. That's the only kingdom Lucifer has, the lake of fire, where he will be weeping and mourning and gnashing his teeth. So I have news for you, all of you who are doing the bidding of Lucifer. You better repent and turn to the Lord, because the coming of the Lord is near, and there will be no repentance in the grave. So Lucifer, through his wicked children, are ruling the nations in anger. It says in verse 9, hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. Hell from beneath is moved to meet Lucifer at his coming. He is coming. He's here, but when he come in the flesh, hell from beneath is moved. Praise God. It stirred up the dead for thee. Even all the chief ones of the earth, all the chief ones of the earth, all the rulers, all the ones that make decisions for mankind on the earth. He stir up the chief ones of the earth. It had raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. All the kings of the nations have raised up from their thrones. They're stirred up. They're in a frenzy right now, folks, trying to vaccinate every single human being upon the planet. Isaiah chapter 14 is being fulfilled in our time today. It stirred up the dead, the living dead there is from the body. Even all the chief ones of the earth, it has raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. All the kings of the nations, all the rulers of the nations have raised up in one voice. They have given over their power and their strength to the beast, to Lucifer himself. But verse 10 said, all the kings of the earth, all the chief ones, all the people of the earth, all those who do not know the Lord, they are going to speak and say unto Lucifer, are you also become weak as we? Or you become like unto us? Because, folks, Lucifer is going to become, he's not going to be this invisible spiritual force anymore that we cannot see. He's going to put on flesh. He's going to become a man in a flesh body. And then he will be powerless. You see, like how Yahushua, God wasn't powerless, but he was limited to what he can do in the flesh. He was limited to what he can do in the flesh. He still had the power, because he's God, to transfigure and transform and whatever. And Satan still have that too, because God is just. But Lucifer is going to become a man. And the kings of the earth and all the wicked, they're going to look at him and say, all they shall speak and say unto thee, art thou become as weak as we? Art thou become like unto us? Your pomp is brought down to the grave, meaning that your pride is brought down to the grave. Look how prideful Lucifer is. And that same pride is in his wicked children. You see, they're running around celebrating and serenading pride. The pride parade, the gay pride, and this pride, and that pride, and they're not ashamed and not afraid to sport their pride, their pomp. You see, their pride or their pomp is brought down to the grave. Verse 12 say, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? The nations of the world are weakened. Some nations of the people are starving because governments of the world, through the spirit of Lucifer, to demons and spirits, they're whipping these rulers into frenzy to go up after other nations, and it's all Lucifer just playing one set of people against the other to cause pain and suffering and hunger and hate and murder and all sort of crimes. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? The nations are weakened. How? Through Lucifer using man. The demons that have taken over the souls of these people to do wickedness, to go into Africa and India, the Caribbean, and all the other, Latino countries and islands. Look at Venezuela. Look how the people are suffering. They come from, and Africa is one of the richest continents on the planet, and the devils, those wicked devils, they go into Africa and they plunder Africa and they enslave the people and they just do all sort of wickedness to the people in Africa. And this is what Satan does by using wicked men to do it. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? The nations are weakened through Lucifer using wicked rulers of this age and of the ages gone by to do his bidding. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. So Lucifer said in his heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Yes, this is how Lucifer is planning to get back into heaven. Just like Yeshua went back into heaven. He put on flesh, and then he died and raised the third day, and then he was ascended into heaven. And Lucifer thinks that he can access that creative, all-powerful God particle in us. He's trying to find that. So when he become man, he can find his way into heaven, but he is in for a rude awakening. I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. So he wants to exalt his throne above the angels of God. Think about that. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Lucifer wants to be like the Most High God. He wants to be like the Most High. He wants to be Lord. He wants praise and honor. But he is going to be cut down to the grave. And man is going to look upon him and say, is this the man that weakened the nation? It say here, I will be like the Most High, yet you shall be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see you shall narrowly look upon you and consider you, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake nations? Lucifer is the one that have the world in chaos, folks. He's shaking the nations. He's making the world to tremble, to fear. Well, I'm going to continue on this because there's much to be said about this chapter of Isaiah. So, folks, I just love you all in Christ, and I just pray that we continue to hold on to our faith in Yeshua. He is the only one that can see us through the next day. He's the only one that can see us through from day to day. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for just bringing us through another day and for keeping us safe. In Yeshua's name, praise God, and folks, blessings.